Steve Maxey, publicity chairman for the Missouri Day Festival Parade.
Mr. Maxey, it's about time for that festival again and the parade itself. So let's start by talking a little bit about the theme for this year.
The Trenton Rotary Club is pleased to once again be the sponsors of the annual Missouri Day Festival Parade. And this year, because it is the 30th anniversary of the festival, we have chosen to commemorate that observance. And so our theme is actually celebrating 30 years, remembering the 80s. And we're hoping that with this type of a theme that people will get excited and want to not only pause to celebrate the longevity of the festival, but also recall the fabulous 80s and the fun times that that brought with music, with clothing designs, with movies, all kinds of things that were resembling the 30s. And so we're looking for a lot of exciting entries with a new flair like we've never seen before.
Mr. Maxey, looking back on years past, how many entries do you normally have?
The last couple of years, which have been very special parades because we had a patriotic theme and then it was followed with an agricultural theme, have been by far our largest parades, and we've been in excess of 200 entries. We're hoping that this year, because of the 30th anniversary, will generate once again a large number. So we're anticipating 200-plus to be entered in the 2014 Festival Parade, scheduled for Saturday, October the 18th.
Well, Mr. Maxey, of course, we want to get people to get involved just because they're excited about the event, but I understand there's some prizes up for grabs in the parade, too. So tell me a little bit about that, if you will.
Once again, the Rotary Club and several different sponsors will be awarding cash prizes. We have done this for the past few years and found that it was much more enticement for participation. And so this year we'll be awarding over $1,000 in cash prizes. The overall grand prize, which is $200, will be awarded to the best overall entry, and we call that prize the Spirit of Missouri Day. Second prize this year, something we've never done before, is a $100 prize to, in essence, the second place overall entry. Both of these two award-winning entries will be judged with the theme in mind, celebrating 30 years, remembering these. And so we think that will be fun. Additionally, there will be $100 cash prizes awarded to the best business float, the best organizational float, the best youth entry, and the best religious entry. And then adding to the prize money, we'll be awarding $50 each to the best vehicle from the 80s, the best car or truck pre-1960, the best car or truck post-1960, the best overall equestrian entry, and finally the best overall tractor entry. We tie our parade into a large tractor show that also happens that day as a part of the many activities of Missouri Days, and so there will be additional prizes to be announced at a later time for the tractor show participants.
Well, and Mr. Maxey, I understand there's a new webpage that's easy, making easy for people to get involved. Tell me a little bit about that, if you will.
We hope that this will be a much more convenient way for people to enter the parade. In the past, it's been several of us as Rotarians have given our phone numbers, and we have used that as a contact, and we're more than happy to do that, but we think that this will simplify as well as serve as a means of follow-up. So with the help of a local young man by the name of Luke Griffin, we have a web page that is designed for the Missouri Day Parade. The website address is MissouriDayParade.com. That's Missouri spelled out, MissouriDay, Parade.com. And by going to this particular site, the individual or organization can enter the name of their entry. They have a category to choose for judging. There's also a section for commentary about the particular entry, and this will allow us to be more effective in our live broadcast of the parade by having a lot of good background information. Additionally, this provides us then with an email address that can make it possible for us then to follow prior to the parade and indicate to that entrant the location of their parade, the number, where that's kind of located, because a lot of people are familiar with some of the streets where we line up participation for the parade. So we encourage people to utilize this site for entering the parade. I would want to remind listeners that there is no entry fee for being in the parade. However, political entries are required to pay a $25 fee in advance, and those dollars are then applied to offsetting the cost of the parade. And then lastly, we're going to do this for the second straight year. We will not allow candy to be thrown from the passing vehicles within the parade or the passing participants. It's okay for walkers to distribute candy or other things, but because of the safety of children and because we have a lot of large vehicles, large tractors, horses, and we've in the past had little kids who wanted to run out to the street to pick up the candy, we've just chosen to prohibit that. It was a smooth transition last year, and we hope it will be again this year.
Yeah, I want to keep everybody safe while they're having a good time. Mr. Maxey, so we talked about the new website. If people aren't tech savvy and they do want to get in touch, is there a number that they can call?
And this would be my name and my number, absolutely. My name again is Steve Maxey, 359-7244. But we really want people to utilize that site if they possibly can, just so that we can begin that transition of encouraging folks to register online. Keep in mind that our parade also will feature between 30 and 40 high school marching bands, because the festival parade always includes those bands that are in town for the annual Missouri Day marching competition. Always a wonderful addition to the festival and to the parade. This year, again, we're going to encourage homecoming queens from those respective schools to follow their bands as barn-warming kings and queens and other royalties from fairs and so forth. So, again, this is the contact information for those. It's a great day. We anticipate over 10,000 people in Trenton once again for the festival, and the parade's a great way to kick it off on Saturday morning beginning at 8:30, October the 18th.
One final question, Mr. Maxey. Is there a deadline for when you'll stop accepting registrations for the parade?
For the most part, we ask that people pre-register because it allows us to certainly provide a good parade lineup that's convenient for everyone, as well as notification for their assignment. We would encourage people to be registered by the Wednesday prior to. We've been known to accept entries even on that day, someone who might have not been able to make commitments until the final hour. But it certainly makes it a lot easier for us to go ahead and encourage registration prior to, and we use Wednesday prior to October the 18th as the deadline.
All right, very good. Mr. Maxey, anything else that you'd like to add this afternoon?
Again, we appreciate the support of KMZU, and we know we've always had lots of folks coming from the Carroll County area and the surrounding listening audience, so we look forward to lots of those folks again either being in the parade or coming up to enjoy the fun day.